They're so extra, and they're so Christmas. They're so Xmas.
Do you know what today is?
The 21st?
It is also Super Saturday.
Ooh, that sounds scary.
The second biggest shopping day in the history of the year.
I was really hoping it had something to do with superheroes and not shopping, because I'm not done yet and I probably need to do more shopping, and today doesn't sound like a great day to do it.
Today is crazy. We're in a different studio than we normally are in, and you're to my left today.
Is it going to be okay? Heather, tell me it's going to be okay.
I don't know. Where's Brighton Mary Brooke?
She, Today's been a day, Heather. Today's been so much of a day. We couldn't schedule it, but maybe she could come back in January.
Oh, yes, January. If you are out shopping, if you're running around, if you're in the car on the way to the shopping.
I'm so sorry. You have my condolences.
Yes, our thoughts are with you.
Absolutely.
Luckily, there's, 70-some 10-minute podcasts waiting for you. So you've got the goods to get you through it.
Get some, earbuds and just go into the mall, put on your earbuds, and you don't have to pay attention to anyone except us.
Yes.
And where you're going.
Yes, and you can be that person that's just laughing into the air.
Take them out when you go see a cashier, though. It's a nice thing to do.
It is the nice thing to do. Cliff, what else are we talking about today?
Today we are going to talk about the pajamas that you informed me. Yes.
Yes. Okay.
The it pajamas. Is that what you said? You told me they're the it PJs of this year.
I don't want to sound like I'm egocentric right now.
Okay.
But.
Did you just declare this?
When it comes to fashion trends, I feel that of the two of us, I'm a little more on it.
I think that you saying a little bit is the grossest understatement. if someone was like, I wonder what Cliff's wearing today, and you're like, it's probably a plaid shirt and shorts, unless he has to go to work, and then in case he's wearing jeans, you'd be right every day.
Okay, so yes. Millie Bobby Brown was caught on Insta. She posted. In this outfit. And it's kind of funny because she is 15, but everybody is saying she's 15 going on 35 because she's wearing these $312 pajama separates.
Have you ever spent $320?
Excuse me, yes.
That $8 is important.
I know.
I normally spend $8 on my pajamas, so that difference is big. Have you ever bought $320 pajamas?
These are not just pajamas. Did you read the article that I sent you? This is the outfit that's going to take you from your Christmas morning unboxings. So your Instagrammable moments.
I can see that.
To the pants or the top or both could be your New Year's Eve outfit for out on the town. Pair them with some heels and it goes from indoor to outdoor.
I was kind of wondering why this woman was wearing high heels in her pajamas.
Yes.
It seemed a little strange.
And Millie Bobby Brown, I believe, is in a car. She's going out in hers. They're these really well, I don't want to say well tailored because they're not fit to the body, but they're just shaped well.
They have nice lines, yeah.
Yes, lovely lines. And they are very 60s kind of.
100%.
Reminiscent, yeah. And then they've got feathers.
I was hoping we were going to get to the feathers.
That's my favorite part, which is Cliff's least favorite part.
I mean, I envision two things. First of all, I'm going to be walking around the house forever going what's that? It's another feather off these pajamas. It just seems it would be very strange. If you actually wore these to sleep in, be like a goose underneath your covers. I showed them to Marianne Brightbrook because I am obviously not a good judge of, women's sleepwear, really. Mm-hmm. And her only comment was, because these come down to about mid-calf, was that her ankles would get cold.
Right.
So that's a problem.
She's very practical.
And you probably can't wear socks with these. That would look real silly.
Yeah. I mean, I think you could wear a knee-high boot.
But then you wouldn't be able to see the feathers.
They would hang over. You can't imagine
it. I absolutely cannot imagine that.
But it is. I am there.
All right.
I can imagine a Kardashian wearing that and being completely on trend.
I can see that. I can see the shirt as a separate, something you'd wear out way more than the pants.
Yes, and I think that that's important to mention, too. I mean, imagine this top with some leggings and some heels and a belt.
I mean,
if you're a petite person, that
could pull it off.
Be a mini dress type situation.
They do look good tucked in, too.
Yes.
Oh, they have little pockets.
Yes.
I didn't realize they had little pockets.
It's weird, too, because I feel like all of us who are in our mid-30s, We grew up wanting the Victoria's Secret pink pajama sets.
Sure, yeah.
That felt extravagant to us when we were in high school college. Because at that point, it was like $90 for a silk pajama set. OMG, that's so much money.
Yeah.
I feel like this pajama set is the grown-up, I'm a 30-something woman, I'm making my own money, and heck yes, I'm going to splurge on myself for Christmas / New Year's outfit on the feather pajamas.
I can see that. I'm still on the fence as to whether these are the pajamas you should spend $320 on.
Right.
But I understand the want. I understand the want.
I feel like you would need a pocket for puppies in the pajamas that you select.
Absolutely. Maybe two pockets for puppies.
A pack of puppies.
A pocket for each puppy. That alliteration. Mm.
What's the website?
They're at net-a-porter.com.
Oh, net-a-porter. Net-a-porter.com is where you go.
This is good. So we're also going to be talking about funny pet statistics.
Funny pet statistics.
Okay, so are you ready for the first one?
Yes.
So some of these are in Washington.
How many puppies can you fit in the pockets of your new pajama pants?
It entirely depends on the size of the puppy and the size of the pocket.
We should make this riddle to the tune of Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Netta Porter picked a pair of feathered PJs, and we put a pair of puppies in its pockets.
Wow. That was really good.
We are unscripted people.
That was really good. I'm very impressed. She just pulled that right out. Wow.
All right.
All right. So pet facts. Are you ready? One-third of people in Washington who have a pet are going to spend more on that pet than their significant other for Christmas.
I already have, and I already do. We have previously discussed that emergency vet visits count as presents.
That's my dog is getting that for Christmas this year. We might also get him a heating pad, though.
So your $7,000 is now $7,040.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So
so I believe if we count ER visits, you and I have both spend more on our pets than our significant others.
I should get insurance for my pet. That's really what I'm learning.
Trupanion, okay. Come on.
Yeah. Okay. So we are both there. How about, have you ever dressed your pets up in Christmas themed clothing?
Yes.
See, I've never done that. My dog's a little teethy though, and I don't think he'd like to wear a sweater. So
my dogs enjoy clothes.
Oh, really?
They get cold. They're Chihuahuas.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So they have a collection of holiday sweaters.
So Jane has a Chihuahua.
Jane!
So you're like Chihuahua sisters.
Oh, my gosh.
Should we get her a sweater for her dog?
Yes.
Okay, I'll send her one. Do you send Christmas cards?
I have in the past, but
sure.
I didn't this year.
Absolutely understood.
I can't believe I'm the person with the Christmas podcast and I didn't get the cards.
We have not sent them either. I think we've ordered them, but we have not sent them yet.
Okay.
So when you've sent them in the past, do you sign your dog's name to them?
So in the past, the cards have had photos of the pets
of
on
the dogs.
The front. And then on the inside, I sign it from me because they're signed already on the front.
That's amazing. So I don't think we put our dogs in our Christmas cards. And it's usually a picture of our kid on the front.
Yes, you have a very attractive child.
He's very photogenic.
Yes.
And we've been taking pictures of him since 10 seconds after he was born. So up until now. And so he's very used to it, too. When I make his lunch and send a note with it, I always sign it from the dog. So it's love, mom, dad, and Spade. And I put a little paw print. So
nice.
Yeah, 30% of people sign their Christmas cards from their dogs.
Good.
Yeah.
So far, I'm in both of the 30%.
Well, so you're a third spend more on their partner.
Yes.
37% dress up their dogs.
Yes.
And 29% sign the Christmas cards from their pet.
I'm all of those.
Yeah. Finally, have you ever bought your dog an advent calendar?
Yes, I did get my dog an advent calendar, but it was the cheese advent calendar from Target.
I've looked every time I go to Target. I look, and I've never seen it, and I'm so sad.
Here's the thing. I don't trust the made-for-dogs products, for the most part.
Fair.
Unless it's from, like, a dog bakery. So I would prefer to split the cheese advent calendar with my dog.
Every time I go to Legendary Donuts, I buy my dog a dog donut. He loves them.
Shout out to you, Legendary Donuts. Do you want to be our sponsor?
They have hands down the best donuts in at least the Seattle-Tacoma area.
You know what donuts have? Ho, ho, holes. We got to sell ourselves.
It was good. Oh, if Legendary Donuts, they could sponsor us in donuts and that would be fine.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Absolutely.
Are there any other funky pet facts?
Nope, there was only four.
So tomorrow, we're going to talk more about pet stuff.
We absolutely are. We're going to talk about the stuff you should not feed your pets.
There's like a lot, Cliff.
Yeah.
I was talking to somebody about this last night. They were hashtag overwhelmed. They said, so wait, every single Christmas plant is inappropriate for dogs? What?
Pretty much, yeah. It's a bummer.
And I said, yes.
Yeah. Don't feed your dogs Christmas plants.
Them. We're going to talk about that tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Wait. Oh, yeah. We're going to whisper bye.
I love this.
ASMR Christmas.
The best part of this podcast, I think.